Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. I've got something just in time for Christmas for all the leather and rubber fetishists out there. Another installment of the Underworld series.
There's another one?
Opens today, yes.
Wow.
So many unanswered questions. Probably won't be answered in this film, but yes, Underworld Blood Wars opens today, starring Kate Beckinsale. She hasn't been in all the Underworlds.
I didn't know that. I thought she was in all of
them. No, there was one that she decided she didn't want to be in, possibly because she was pregnant at the time.
Is that the one where they grabbed Rona Mitra?
Rona Mitra, yes, that was the one.
How do I even know this?
I think you're like a bit of the leather and rubber, do you, Nick? Anyway, yes, that Rona Mitra was in one of them, but this Underworld Blood Wars, Kate Beckinsale definitely is. Also in this, Theo James is in this. You might know him from a post-apocalyptic series that's been running recently.
Theo James.
Also, Lara Pulver's in this. Charles Dance.
Do love a bit of Charles Dance.
Charles Dance. Well, he's got nothing better to do now that he's not in Game of Thrones anymore.
No.
And Tobias Menzies. Look, a bit about this film. Cellini, who's Kate Beckinsale, she's the death dealer. She's on the run from both sides, the Lycans and her own vampire kind, pretty much as usual. But this time they're after her daughter's hybrid blood.
Ooh.
Yes. Whichever race of beings, that's the Lycans or the vampires, gets that blood into them first will claim victory in the eternal struggle between werewolves and vampires. And that's pretty much it, along with a bit of, you know, double-crossing and easy-to-spot subterfuge along the way.
Of course.
It's filmed on location in the Czech Republic, so everything looks suitably gothic and dark. And it's also filmed at night because, well, it's a vampire film. Anyway, look, it's very much a colour-by-numbers action, supernatural thriller, but thankfully it just clocks in at just under about 90 minutes, which is a bit of a relief.
It's almost a very special episode of rather than the film.
Yeah, for him, well, these days, yeah, 90 minutes is pretty close. But you can tell this franchise is pretty close to jumping the shark when Cellini does a bit of a Buffy the Vampire Slayer at about... around about season 5, season 6. I don't know how, you know, what happened to Buffy at the end of season 5.
I do.
Well, she does do that at one point.
And
you think, oh, yeah, they're kind of running out of ideas for this one. The blood is slowly draining from this series. Look, yeah, Kate Beckinsale, Charles Dance, they're pretty much just going through the motions in this one, whilst Theo James is just like a block of wood. Really, where do they... I think he's just... there because he looks good when he doesn't say anything. I don't know why he's there. But only Lara Pulver as the villainous Samira, this evil seductress, she's the only one who seems to really relish her role in this B-grade picture. Viewers might recognise her from True Blood. So just keeping it in the vampire genre.
Got to get the theme going,
someone recognisable to vampire fans. Look, be prepared for a lot of great leaps in logic and some plenty of cherry picking from vampire lore as usual in this one. Like I said, this franchise, it's slowly melting away in the sunlight. The next picture, which is hinted at towards the end, should complete the story arc and should be the final stake through the heart of this film franchise.
How many is this with this one? I have actually lost count. Is this 5?
I believe this is 5, but there was also a few animated short films as well.
I'm not
sure if Kate Beckinsale's voice was used in it, but 5. So
still directed by Len Wiseman?
No, this one is directed by Anna Foerster.
Okay.
Who directed episodes of Outlander.
Apparently that's a very good show. I haven't got around to watching it.
Yeah. So you might want to check that one out.
Well, all right. Well, nice to see Len taking a break and presumably working on something else.
All based on characters created by Len Wiseman.
Okay. Well, no one else was going to create them. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.